A request for a trial delay for former State Representative Bruce Wyrock will be considered in U.S. District Court tomorrow. Judge John Sedgwick has scheduled a status hearing to determine if Wyrock's September 13th trial date should be vacated indefinitely. Wyrock, a Republican, was indicted in 2007 for using the U.S. mail to solicit a job from VECO while the legislature was considering oil tax legislation. Wyrock's attorney, Doug Pope, said as it makes no sense to begin preparation for a September trial until the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled on the admissibility of evidence relating to Wyrock not declaring a potential conflict of interest before he voted on the 2006 legislation.
We think they ought to vacate the trial date until we know what the Ninth Circuit has decided about the evidence that's subject to the order. Because it cuts across the entire case. And, you know, why should we gear up for trial when we don't know what the final opinion is going to be out of the Ninth Circuit?
The case was sent to the Ninth Circuit in June by the U.S. Supreme Court. Briefs are due by August 9th. Meanwhile, Pope says prosecutors tell him they're not planning to call former VECO CEO Bill Allen and FBI agent Mary Beth Koepner as witnesses. Allen is in prison, and Koepner herself is under investigation. Allen was the chief government witness in the botched case against former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. Pope says he hopes to call Allen in Wyrock's case.
It's likely we'll call Bill Allen if we can get him out of prison, get him up here.
Prosecutors' response to Pope's motion to vacate Wyrock's September trial has not been submitted to the court yet, but they have told Pope, and it's detailed in his court filing, that they don't want a trial to be held in Juneau.